Welcome to The Fastest 5 Minutes, presented by Kroll & Mooring. We are your co-hosts, Peter Ayer and David Robbins, bringing you a bi-weekly summary of significant government contracts, legal and regulatory developments that no government contracts lawyer or executive should be without. It's budget time, and with it comes a barrage of new information about the future of government spending. On March 16, 2017, the Trump administration released its 2018 budget blueprint, which provides an overview of the administration's overarching priorities for discretionary spending. The blueprint provides for a $54 billion increase in defense spending and significantly increases the budget for immigration enforcement at DOJ and DHS. The defense and immigration enforcement spending increases are offset and paid for by cutting the budget in other executive departments and agencies. The blueprint eliminates the budget entirely for 19 small independent agencies. Notably, cybersecurity is one of the top priorities in the budget. The spending plan calls for increased cyber spending in NASA, DOD, Energy, Homeland Security, Treasury, and Justice.
GAO issued a report to the Senate Committee on Veterans Affairs, where GAO concluded that the VA has made little progress dealing with problems related to veterans' health care, and that the VA continues to be categorized as a high-risk agency. GAO also issued a separate report critical of the Pilot Whistleblower Protections Program. We've covered the Whistleblower Protections Pilot and other developments in bullet points, blog posts, and articles recently. We're happy to send you any further information you might need on that topic.
A D.C. federal district court dismissed a False Claims Act case against Kellogg, Brown & Root Services, known as KBR, concluding that the relator, Harry Barco, failed to provide sufficient evidence to support his claims of kickbacks and anti-competitive activity related to an Army service contract in Iraq. To support his kickback allegations, Barco chiefly relied on, number one, KBR's refusal to provide reports made pursuant to the Code of Business Conduct on the grounds of attorney-client privilege, arguing that KBR's refusal provided the inference that the reports showed wrongdoing. Number two, other statements by KBR employees regarding kickbacks. And number three, declarations of four former KBR employees allegedly corroborating allegations of kickbacks. However, the court found this evidence insufficient to establish that kickbacks were provided in exchange for contracting favors. Among other things, the court refused to accept the inference that because KBR claimed privilege over the investigations related to the Code of Business Conduct, the investigations must have revealed wrongdoing, and found that the statements and declarations from current and previous employees failed to adequately show that bribes or kickbacks ever existed.
Moving to the boards, in CompuCraft, Inc. versus GSA, the Civilian Board of Contract Appeals found that it can hear a claim alleging an agency's past performance review was inaccurate or unfair, but cannot direct the agency to make specific amendments to the evaluation or to remove the evaluation from the Contractor Performance Assessment Reporting System, or CPAR, website. In the Concourse Group LLC versus United States and RER Solutions, Inc., the Court of Federal Claims held that a plaintiff waived its right to challenge the awardee's apparent organizational conflict of interest, or OCI, by waiting to raise the issue until after the award was made. The Concourse Group pointed to a 2012 Army publication and certain websites as evidence of the OCI, but the court granted partial dismissal, ruling that Concourse waived its OCI claims when it failed to timely raise them prior to the award of the contract, despite the opportunity to do so and its easy access to the knowledge upon which it now relies. That last bit was a quote from the court.
Great. Thank you very much, and we'll close out with that. This has been The Fastest 5 Minutes, brought to you by Kroll & Mooring. See you again in 2 weeks. If you have any questions about these items, Peter can be reached at 202-624-2807. And David can be reached at 202-624-2627. Thanks very much.
The Fastest 5 Minutes podcast is brought to you by Kroll & Mooring LLP. Subscribe on iTunes, and if you enjoy our show, please leave us a review. You can find more information at kroll.com/govconpodcast.